There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for Be Our Geek, where everyone is a geek about something and where we color your pop culture lens through our geek filter. I am Miss Shannon, doing what we're all doing, which is social distancing, and so I'm making it very difficult to go and fuck my podcasting life mate in the head because he is way across the country, basically. Well, across the city. Hello, James Satia, Executive Director of the Twin Cities Film Fest. How's it going?
Hey, you're going to be proud, or kind of sort of proud. I gave myself a haircut.
Ooh!
Getting really long. So I gave myself a haircut, but here's the kicker. The back looks like I don't care.
Wait, hold on. Show me again. That's pretty good. Did you have clippers?
I had clippers and not appropriate equipment. And I'm like, it was getting too long. And my wife was like, oh, that looks great. And she looked in the back. She was like, oh. And I'm
like, it looks like your five-year-old did it. So.
Totally. You know, when in quarantine, you got to take care of your needs.
Well, I am not to the point yet that I am cutting my own hair. It will take a while, but thank goodness I have kind of fuzzy hair as it goes. So it'll take a while for you to notice if I had to start doing any, you know, self hairstyling here. But I do appreciate that you look well, that you are staying safe and healthy. I hope that all of our listeners who are out there are doing the same. We appreciate you guys. I hope that we sound good in your earbuds. And one of the things that we said we're going to do last week is we do have some kind of cool friends, Jayton and I. And surprisingly enough, like so many other people, they have some spare time right now. So some people that we were having some difficulties getting on the show just because scheduling was not working out, now suddenly we're being able to figure this out. So that is a perk of some social distancing. And so today we have our good friend, Scott Brawls, the Brawler. How's it going, Scott?
It's going good.
So
just kind of hanging out, just social distancing away from everybody and everything.
Which is very difficult for you to do what is your typical profession in a social distancing fashion, because for everyone who is not familiar with our friend Scott, the Brawler, Brault, he is, I normally would say award-winning, but you are like a super champion wrestler.
I wouldn't go super champion. Six-time world heavyweight champion.
That's not super at all.
Right.
You're slacking.
13-time tag team champion.
Oh my goodness. Only 13. I don't talk to anybody under 15. I'm sorry, you guys.
Me either. We got that in common.
How can you not call yourself a super wrestler? Come on now.
Oh, I'm a humble guy.
Obviously.
Hey, Scott, here's the thing I think is interesting. We have had wrestling geeks on from the fan side. You are our first wrestling geek who is actually a wrestler. And I'm just fascinated with when you're a young Scott and you're going, okay, it's my turn to go up in front of the class and say, here's what I want to be when I grow up. How does wrestler come into play?
Well, I'm a big failure. I always wanted to be a stay-at-home child.
Okay.
And mom and dad got divorced, so that didn't work out.
You didn't get to stay at two homes just because they broke up?
No. No, by that time I was a legal adult.
So. Okay. Fair enough.
But trust me, I'm not a millennial by any means, but I would have loved to have been a stay-at-home child, you know? I would have been, right now, I'd have been really good at video games. I guarantee it.
You can still be good at video games right now, too. We got social distancing. We got all the time in the world.
Right, right.
Well, my Intellivision isn't compatible with my television. I think we got the Intellivision in, like, 1983 or something. I don't even think they make it anymore.
I don't think you can do in television anymore. I do have my super old school first edition Xbox that I just keep for nostalgic sake, but I don't play it. So we can help.
I had an old school Sega Genesis when I was cleaning out my garage last year, and I'm like, do I want to keep it? My wife's like, you haven't played this in decades. And I'm like, I know, but it's a nostalgia.
Right. Did you keep it?
I don't remember.
Oh, no. See, all my things, I know exactly where all the nostalgia finds are in my house. I just put them around.
At least he's honest.
Yeah. If you look around my office, you could tell that I am a fan of nostalgia. So that works.
I think nostalgia is just a polite way of saying hoarding.
Hey, I'm not at all. I am very organized in my nostalgic nature. Thank you very much. Come on, Scott.
I never said you weren't organized.
Being an organizer hoarder, still a hoarder.
Right.
Scott, what keeps you busy normally? Obviously, you're super athletic, super fit, but like, what keeps you busy on a day to day? You're an actor. I know we worked with you before.
I bother all kinds of directors and producers on a daily basis, trying to turn over stones and get into movies and commercials and stuff like that. I do a little handyman stuff on the side to supplement my income.
Sure.
And right now it's a good thing. I'm remodeling a cabin up in Center City, just north of the city's about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supplementing my income that way and just hoping. I had three shows booked for March, and then going into April I had another show booked, but they're all canceled.
Right.
It was actually even in Canada. I didn't want to get stuck in Canada.
Good point.
You know, I know just a few Canadian words, just enough to get by.
Fair enough.
So,
you need time to get your Canadian Rosetta Stone, Scott. That's what you need.
I do. I have a super iPhone here, or not an iPhone, a smartphone, and I'm sure I could download how to speak Canadian. So.
You know, Scott, that must have been because you're a performer by nature. And I mean, wrestling will add you into the category of performers similar to myself, like the comedians and our singer-songwriter friends. And a lot of us had that same feeling of watching your, you know, full schedule just evaporate. So how long did you, you know, for me, it took about like that first week. It hurt a lot. And then after that, you're kind of like, well, yeah, I saw this coming. Did you have a way that you had to ease into it?
No, I kind of knew it was coming. And then I was really looking forward to my Canada trip. Great guys up there. And for me, it was better to just stay home than to risk being trapped in Canada and not being able to cross back into the border.
Right.
Or come back to Minnesota.
And I think that's similar. Like, so, I had friends that even were going, do I even want to go to, they had shows in Chicago, and they're like, I don't want to be stuck any place other than home. So they shut down a lot of things just to be safe, too. So that totally makes sense that you're going, it's just not worth it right now.
Well, I'm a good eater, and I've got a nice refrigerator full of food, and, you know, I don't want to have to go out and eat all the time. Social distancing.
Do you cook food at home? Are you a chef as well, as one of your many trades?
No, bag, box, or a can. I'm a bachelor. See, if it doesn't come in a bag, box, or a can, you know, I'm getting ready to snack right now. So I hope you guys don't mind.
What do you snack on? Are you really going to eat your dog's milk bones? Just so everybody that's out there.
Well, yeah.
Good enough for him. Like good enough for Scott.
Not a sponsor. But they could.
One of the things that I think is always fun, because I did look back through and I.
And then I wash it down with some soy sauce because the little lady at the Asian food place says, you don't want a Corona? You drink a soy sauce. So she gave me this bottle of soy sauce.
Oh, boy.
So, Jaden, just so you know. Oh, no. Jaden, I just wanted to bring you up to speed. I run into Scott, I feel like, a lot. And I had, the last time I ran into him was, because the world changes so fast, last year at Crypticon. And so it was so fun to see all of the people. You know, Scott was one of the people that was there that you can come up and get his autograph, take a photo with him. And I've known Scott for years, but whenever you go and you are next to him and you want to do that whole photo op, you just really see how massive you are as an athlete. Like, Scott.
Oh, God. You're too kind.
No. How do you do, like, yeah, we just made jokes that you're, like, living on milk bones and these other things, but clearly that is not the case with this gentleman. So how
have
do
you ever, have you ever read the ingredients? Where's the ingredients?
They say wholesome goodness on the back. I didn't even know that. So.
Here we go.
I've seen Scott in so many films. A lot, like he talked about, you know, he talks with directors and producers. You are a really, really, really solid actor, my friend.
Thank you.
I mean, obviously, your looks, the way you look, the way you present yourself, your image, your stature, lends to certain roles that are obviously easy. But you go beyond that. Your depth of actual emotional connection with the characters go a long way. We've actually shown a handful of your films, short films, at the festival as well. So, you're a man of many talents, my friend.
Well, I can even juggle.
Can you really? Don't play.
Oh, I can. I can juggle. Only three.
Okay, fair enough.
Any more than three, I call it a mess.
Do you juggle round items or chainsaws, Scott?
Oh no, not chainsaws. I bruise like a peach. So.
That's impossible. There's no way. I've seen your matches online. There's no way you bruise.
I'm sensitive. I am sensitive.
Like, how do you pick your...
Well, that's enough on me.
How do you pick your wrestling persona?
My wrestling persona?
Yeah.
It's not a matter of picking. It just kind of evolved.
Okay.
So how do you even get into this? So like, how does it evolve to who you are now as opposed to when you first started?
Well, I used wrestling as a platform to get into movies. I just never knew how. And then there was a gal at my church who dared me to audition for a movie. Legit. She dared me. And I said, okay. So I auditioned for this film, and they needed a cop. You know, it was just a little quick little spot, and they needed a cop. So I auditioned for it, and the gal hits me, you know, and she's like, well, you're kind of a big fella. I'm like, is that a fat joke? She's like, no, you're just really large. And I said, well, thank you. And she's like, come with me. So she takes me in this back room, and she's like, why don't you come back on Friday and read the part for David? And to find out, it was actually Ric Flair. So I was reading for the part of Ric Flair in a wrestling movie.
Interesting.
And I nailed it.
Uh-huh.
And they offered me the part, and they called me up, and it was my first audition, my first everything. And they called me up, and I kept swearing at them over the phone, like, you're S-ing me, right?
Right.
And I had no idea. And then I could hear people in the background laughing. I'm like, you have me on speakerphone? And the director, he's Samson Rowland, his name, he's like, yeah, and he's kind of chuckling. He's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, you're S-ing me. So I'm at everybody laughing. It's like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I just kind of was just me. And I memorized the sides. And I just, and I'm dyslexic. Not a lot of people know that, but I'm dyslexic. So what I have to do is I have to read the thing the best I can into my phone. Then I play it back to myself. So I'm audio. I'm very audio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got it, and then I can just deliver it. And, but a lot of these directors and producers and stuff, they don't realize how difficult it is for me to come in and have all these lines memorized, because I have to take like an extra 2-3 steps in order to get from A to B.
Well, congratulations on that. And whenever we check you out on IMDb, I mean, you do have a lovely collection of films that were out there. We've seen you in a number of like television commercials and things here in the Twin Cities, which is always fun when you go, oh, wait, I know that gentleman. That's cool. So it's always nice when I see you pop up on someplace. And you're actually in a movie right now that we can all get on Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah. Area of Conflict.
And if we hold on just a second, I have the trailer for that. Let's see if that gives us a little bit of information here.
Maybe you started this war.
You killed my family.
This is gonna be fun.
Why don't you come to work for us?
Of conflict, Scott, it looks like one of those, you know, obviously an action film. Lots of explosions are going on. Lots of helicopters are in this trailer. There's a lot of things going on. So what's your character in Area of Conflict?
I play Thor. I'm actually a mercenary. We were hired. We don't find out we're hired by the bad guys until we get to Eastern Europe. And we were hired because the movie's about human trafficking.
Okay.
And the original name of the movie was called Sadonka's War.
Okay.
And by a brilliant writer, producer, director, and star of Area of Conflict, his name is Tito Strachman. And Tino is, he's an army guy through and through. And he wrote it, and he put us all together. You know, Chase Stevens is in it, Crimson, and Ryan Howe. We're all wrestlers, and we all play mercenaries. And the way it was edited, this version, Area Conflict, it looks like we all kind of die, but we don't die in the movie, and because there's supposed to be a sequel.
Oh, okay.
And the sequel is, yeah. The sequel is, you know, like we're mercenaries. We're good guys hired to kill the bad guys. And I don't know how much of the cat out of the bag thing I can do, but we're supposed to take on a motorcycle gang.
So okay.
Show up as bikers. And we're all, you know, special ops, rangers, SEALs, stuff like that.
And, when did you shoot the film? Like, when was the production? Or obviously it's on Amazon
four
now.
4 years ago.
Okay.
4 years ago.
So, and then where was it shot? Like, what location?
Virginia. Virginia, Minnesota. Okay.
Oh, we always like our Minnesota-made films.
Yeah, and I got a number of my buddies. If you watch the bar fight scene, my tag team partner plays one of the local Hanyaks up there.
Okay.
And he gets speared by Crimson. So Crimson takes him down and beats the heck right out of him. And There is some comical moments to it, so it's just not all blood and guts and gore and blow them up and shoot them up and kill them. And
yeah,
there's some comedy, there's some nudity, there's some romance,
a little bit of everything.
Wait, I was gonna say, we see you with your shirt off, Scott. Is that what's happening? Nudity?
Well, the big joke around the Twin Cities is when I get cast for a film, they're like, "How much skin you showing?"
Oh, funny.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you look at a number of my films, you know, I'm always half naked. And trust me, where I come from, it doesn't pay anymore. So, and I think if somebody looks at this, I should get paid more because it's embarrassing.
Oh, stop it. Not even close.
Oh, yeah. Serious. It is. This social distancing and staying at home. I think I put on 40, 50 pounds just in the last 2 weeks.
I bet for you, though, it's all muscle, though.
Right.
You're like putting in like 50 pounds of muscle. I mean, those milk dog bone thing that you got, that's a trick right there.
It is. Milk bone.
And I think it's also interesting.
I'll eat another one for you.
Oh, you don't have to. No. I mean, you got enough protein in you already. You're good.
What I think is funny, and Jayden and I can both attest to this, like Scott is very much one of our friends that him out of shape is still 10 times more in shape than 90% of our friends.
Oh, no. Round is always a shape. Remember that.
You're not even close to round.
You're right. My mom would always tease me. She's like, "You're kind of a box. You're just as thick as you are wide as you are tall." And I'm like, "I don't know if that's a good thing."
I would say that you are brick-like. You could, you're more like, yeah. because you're pretty tall. And I like looking at whenever you look at like your professional profile, there's so many other things there that are legitimately dangerous, even if you go past the professional wrestler part of your bio. If you look at that, and then, you know, the fact that you're an avid hunter, that you've done fugitive apprehension and been a bounty hunter, that's dangerous as hell.
That's the same thing, yeah.
You know, the fact that you, like, could teach me how to do Krav Maga, which if I had known that before we got to this, I would have done that. I want to know how to be kind of dangerous, and I would take Krav Maga lessons from you, Scott.
Carry a gun.
But I'm not carrying a gun. I can't carry a gun.
She's got swords, though. She's got swords.
I do have swords. I have swords. And I have pepper spray and a stun gun.
What kind of sword?
I have, Gian, I have two katanas. I have a British short sword. And from what I understand, the lore was that was more like the kind of thing they would use if you were on a ship. And then I have some that are just novelty.
Well, I just didn't know if you carried some kind of sword like the swashbucklers would carry.
Like a rapier? Do I walk around with it all the time? I do not.
Walk the plank.
I should get one.
They gotta be big and heavy.
Some of them are. Not all of them are. I have a number of small ones. I'll show you when we finish.
No. The katana and stuff like that, the swords you have like that are nice and light, maneuverable.
Right, which is what I want. You know, I am not as of grand stature as you are, Scott. So I do need something that is a little more portable. I do have a Lord of the Rings Witch King blade, which is almost as tall as I am. So clearly that is not something that I would use if there was a dangerous scenario.
So. I had a question for you, Scott. From a perspective of an actor in town, and a film lover, obviously, and somebody who's into the arts, and in the scenario that we're in currently with social distancing and arts, so many arts organizations, regardless of film or whatnot, trying to stay relevant, from an actor standpoint, how could you ingest some positivity into what is happening right now for our listeners, if they love the form of art, whether it be film or theater or music or whatnot? From an actor standpoint, I mean, you're reliant upon this economy to keep your jobs alive, right? And right now, you're in the same boat as everybody else who's missing all these art things as a coming together of things. What can you say to all these people to not lose hope?
Do short videos.
Yeah.
15, 20 seconds, make them funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time on Facebook, and I have some Facebook friends that they post their every move. You know, I just went to the bathroom and I have 2/3 of a roll of toilet paper left. And I'm like, we need to know this.
Yeah.
No, we don't. We don't need to know. We don't need to know any of this. You know,
right.
Oh my goodness, I sneezed 3 times today. Do you think I have COVID? Like, why do we need to know this?
Right.
Why? Yeah. So I would say, I mean, everybody has a smartphone and post, you know, little 15, 20-second videos. Make it funny. Make everybody laugh. You know, what's the best medicine?
Laughter. Laughter. Well, we appreciate that. We're going to have you come on again so you can help keep us busy. Does that make sense?
I got one more question for Scott. Scott.
Okay.
What are you binging on right now? Like, what's your binge show?
I don't know if you guys want Steel Magnolias.
Whatever.
What is it? The Sisters of the Traveling Drawers?
You're a very squishy man on the inside, Scott. That's fine.
Yes. No, I'm watching the Marvels. All the Marvel things on the Netflix.
Yes.
Yep.
I just got done with Iron Fist 2 days ago, and I'm into season 2 already of Daredevil.
Okay. Well, you need to watch Daredevil to cleanse your palate from Iron Fist. That's trash.
Does the woman that has the katana.
Oh, I'm the one. I actually have an Iron Fist action figure. I know that the comic is fine.
Do you
the
really?
Series was trash.
Yeah.
So, and I'll show you.
I had no idea. I don't know anything about any of these people, and I'm just watching it going.
Oh, good.
Huh.
I'm glad that you are joining the fold, Mr. Brault. That'll be perfect. Yeah.
Well, they have a, you know, like it's Justice League.
Yes.
Marvel has a thing on Netflix called the Defenders.
Defenders, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about any of these guys, so I'm going to watch all these Marvel things and then finish it up with the Defenders.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so Jayton and I, see, we know about Marvel. So what we would love to have you do is you watch it, then you can come back on and tell us what you think. And that would be fascinating because we're probably a little too close to it. So I'm curious what... Oh. It's always fun when one of our friends who isn't as deeply... seated in all of these things tells us what they think, because it's hard to find new Marvel geeks, because so many of us are like, oh, I've seen all of them and I've been watching all 40 movies and really? And so it's fun to watch somebody get new get a new perspective on the fandom. So I'm excited. Like, now I feel bad that I told you that Iron Fist was trash because you didn't know that. I feel like I ruined Christmas. So
no, you didn't. It's fine.
No, I will admit that it did get kind of redundant. You know, where he's always getting cut, and they always sew him up, and he's cut again, and they're sewing him up again, and it's... And what I don't get about Daredevil is they all talk like this. Like, you're not allowed to scream and holler and yell. They all have to whisper. Except for, what's his name? Foggy? Fine. The Nelson and Murdoch? Mm-hmm. Foggy? You know?
Yeah.
He's like... you know? And... you know, he kind of talks normal, but everybody else talks like and I don't get it. I don't get it.
That's what we should do. Next time there's a Marvel series that I'm not a big fan of, I'm just going to let Scott tell me about it instead. It sounds so much more fun the way that you're describing it.
You should do reviews, dude.
Yes.
I should?
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll help you do that.
Your perspective is so different than anything else.
Back to what you were talking about with your short videos.
I like to eat. I'm going to do reviews for restaurants that I like to eat.
We'll do restaurants later. So start with, if you do mini reviews of the Marvel series, we'll post them for you. Like, you can do them on our BR Geek Facebook page, and that would give me so much joy. I would smile so much. I would love to hear what you think about them. So that'll be great. So is there anything else?
I'll give it a whirl.
Is there anything else that we should tell our BR Geek friends out there that they should watch that has you starring in it other than your current film, Area of Conflict? Is there anything else you want us to tell them to go watch right now?
Just maybe my website.
Mm-hmm.
TheBrawler.com.
He's very easy to find. He's also made it easy for you. If you go to Facebook, you can just look for Scott Brault. That's B-R-A-U-L-T. He's on Instagram as The Brawler and Twitter as The Brawler as well. I am very excited that you had time to talk to us, Scott. We're going to make sure we have you on again. Is that okay?
My pleasure. You guys are great.
Thanks a lot. And Jayton, I know you guys have some things that you're updating over there at the Twin Cities Film Fest. Why don't you bring us up to speed on those real quick?
Yeah, we're actually launching a, I can let our listeners know this, we're actually launching a cinema on demand for the festival in a week or so, which is essentially helping our local artists get more exposure. So we're actually revenue sharing with a lot of filmmakers in town, films that have already premiered at our festival over the last 10 years, bring them back, kind of do a pay for play kind of a thing, on demand thing on our website, give the money to the filmmaker, they deserve it. And then also continue to add programming to it as people see if they like it or not. We're kind of doing a beta test, so we're going to launch that next week. We're also looking at some platforms to use during the festival coming up in October. As of right now, everything is on track. We'll see what happens over the next couple of months with social distancing and whatnot. And I love the fact that he's still drinking
soy sauce.
Yeah. But that said, everything's on
the Corona.
I got nothing. He's got everything. TwinCitiesFilmFest.org is where you keep updated.
Right. So remember, you can find Scott at TheBrawler.com. You can find Jayton and all the information about the Twin Cities Film Fest at TheTwinCitiesFilmFest.org. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Be Our Geek Show. You can email us at BeOurGeekShow@gmail.com. And now, of course, you can leave us a message. You can call us at 612-276-2774 and be part of our message roulette. We appreciate you. Make sure, please, that you listen to us on all of the places that you love listening to your podcast. And then also make sure you subscribe and like us wherever you find us. So thank you so much to Scott. We're going to have you on again. And of course, you know I love you, Jayton. We'll see you again soon as well. To everybody else out there, please keep smiling.
Everybody loves him.
Yeah, we appreciate you. See you next time on BR Geek, because everyone's a geek about something.